Flom had the same experience. For 20 years, he perfected his craft at Skadden Arps. Then the world changed, and he was ready. He didn't triumph over adversity. Instead, what started out as adversity ended up being an opportunity. It's not that those guys were smarter lawyers than anyone else, Rifkin says. It's that they had a skill that they'd been working on for years that was suddenly very valuable. Lesson number two, demographic luck. Maurice Janklow enrolled in Brooklyn Law School in 1919. He was the eldest son of Jewish immigrants from Romania. He had seven brothers and sisters. One ended up running a small department store in Brooklyn. Two others were in the haberdashery business. One had a graphic design studio. Another made feather hats. And another worked in the finance department at Tishman Realty. Maurice, however, was the family intellectual, the only one to go to college. He got his law degree and set up a practice on Court Street in downtown Brooklyn. He was an elegant man who dressed in a Homburg and Brooks Brothers suits. In the summer, he wore a straw boater. He married the very beautiful Lillian Levantin, who was the daughter of a prominent Talmudist. He drove a big car. He moved to Queens. He and a partner then took over a writing paper business that gave every indication of making a fortune. Here was a man who looked, for all the world, like the kind of person who should thrive as a lawyer in New York City. He was intelligent and educated. He came from a family well-schooled in the rules of the system. He was living in the most economically vibrant city in the world. But here is the strange thing. It never happened.